This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the World Health Organization responds to the bird flu crisis in Turkey.
But first, in Washington this week, hearings on the Supreme Court nomination of Samuel Alito are done. The timing of the confirmation vote is uncertain, but Judge Alito looks likely to join the court in February. And that is a big win for the president, who's otherwise facing a host of challenges both at home and abroad this month. Congress won't be in formal session this week, but there is plenty going on behind the scenes. And for that, we turn to senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, first of all, we have some developments in this continuing fallout over the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal.
Yes. Last night, Bob Ney, who is the chairman of the House Administration Committee, agreed to step aside temporarily while his involvement with lobbyist Jack Abramoff plays out. Now, Ney is the fellow who was all but named when the charges came out against Abramoff, and he pled guilty to them 2 weeks ago. And House Republican leaders thought he was too big a symbol, too big a target to stay in place, so they've persuaded him to step aside.
So how big a figure is Bob Ney?
Not a household name, but the House Administration Chairman runs the machinery of the House, so he's sometimes called the mayor of the Capitol. He looms pretty large within the lives of the individual members, and so his troubles signal how serious a matter all this is to Congress, almost as much so as the involvement of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
Well, speaking of, what's happening in this contest to choose a successor to DeLay?
There's news there, too. A third candidate has emerged in the last few days to contest that job. His name is John Shadegg, and he comes from Arizona. He's a Republican, and he's part of the group called the Republican Study Committee. It's a hardline anti-spending group. Conservatives, who used to be called the Conservative Action Team, and he used to be the head of this group, they're against big government programs. They're against those earmarks that make it easy to put pork barrel spending in bills and have been a big source of some of these lobbying conflicts. So he starts out in third place, but he does represent a new course, if you will, and an alternative to the man, Roy Blunt of Missouri, who's been the protege to DeLay and who claims he has the votes to take DeLay's job.
Now, DeLay was known as the hammer because he was so able to get these bills passed through the House, and bills that President Bush favored, and the president has said his absence is making a difference to the White House.
Absolutely, especially because the president is facing so many different difficult problems right now. You take the health care system. The White House has said it's going to focus on health care this year, bring costs down, make Medicare work better. But right now, the biggest problem most people have with Medicare is the new prescription drug benefit and how it's working. And I say most people, I mean most people who are part of that program trying to use this prescription drug program. It's off to a rocky start, especially for low-income folks. And the White House has issued orders to private health insurers to have at least a 30-day supply of certain drugs available. But in a lot of states, the state governments are finding it necessary to step in and get involved.
Well, can the president really concentrate on health care and other domestic issues with so much going on around the world?
The same distractions, really, that the president has had for the last several years are still quite real. The Iraq situation, of course, remains dicey. The formation of a new government there is going forward, but so is the insurgency. And you've got U.S. commanders saying they want to focus on a police force that's been weak and vulnerable to infiltration. And at the same time, a lot of people's attention has kind of shifted east in the last few weeks because of the Iran situation, defying the world with its nuclear program and seemingly daring the United States to make some kind of a move against them. And further yet to the east, a whole new wave of violence in Afghanistan. And on the border with Pakistan, the missile strike against that mountain village on Friday aimed at an al-Qaeda leader, reportedly at least causing a lot of civilian casualties and a whole lot of new problems for the Musharraf regime there, which is our ally.
Right. And then we have the problems in Israel and with Ariel Sharon, the former president, still in a coma. He's got to pay attention to that as well.
That's right. It means a whole lot more time and a whole lot more commitment from this president is going to have to be directed into that situation with the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks to get that back on track, whatever happens and whomever replaces Ariel Sharon.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor, and you can read his column, Watching Washington, on our website, npr.org. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.